This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. On Tuesday, Bethel City Council voted to approve a bond sale for the Avenue's piped water and sewer project that authorizes an $8 million loan, making the city eligible for $5 million in federal matching grants. Acting City Manager Bill Howell told Council there was urgency in getting that grant money now.
We've been advised that kind of due to some of the federal budget cuts that have been seeing, that we won't be seeing this level of grant funding in the future.
With the finances of the project approved, the project is officially underway. We have a correction on a story that ran Tuesday. It said council was voting on the introduction of the bond sale for the Avenues project. In fact, the council voted on the sale itself, and it was approved. Continuing in municipal news, Bethel City Council is officially protesting Alaskan-grown cannabis, the marijuana store on 230 Tundra Way. Councilmember Leif Albertson said it had nothing to do with marijuana.
However you feel about commercial sale of marijuana, that building's a frightening building to be in.
And voters will get to decide if they want marijuana stores at all. Council approved putting the marijuana local option question on the ballot in October. Voters will have at least two more boxes to check. First, do they want to limit alcohol sales to restaurants? And second, do they want to make bootlegging a felony again? Bootlegging is currently a misdemeanor crime under state laws. If you want your name to be on the ballot as well, submit your city council candidacy packet to the city clerk's office by August 20th. The council members who are up for re-election are Vice Mayor Thor Williams and council members Fritz Charles, Leif Albertson, and Mitchell Forbes. Finally, Governor Mike Dunleavy hasn't wavered from many of his positions since taking office, but that changed this week. Dunleavy reacted to a public backlash to his budget vetoes by agreeing to reverse significant cuts to senior benefits, pre-kindergarten, and the University of Alaska. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports on what the reversals say about Dunleavy's approach.
Governor Dunleavy said in February that this year's budget would close the gap between what the state spends and what it brings in, all while paying full permanent fund dividends.
This has been a long-standing problem in Alaska in terms of getting a budget and fiscal certainty that's in line with its revenues. And so we're going to do it, and we are determined that this is the year to fix this budget.
The House and Senate didn't agree to most of Dunleavy's budget. They passed less than a third of the cuts he proposed and rejected shifting money from municipalities to the state. Dunleavy, a Republican, then vetoed about $400 million earlier this summer. But the legislature voted to restore all but about $20 million of that. It relied on reducing dividends to close most of the gap. Now Dunleavy is backing off of some of his positions. He says his original budget was intended to start a conversation about what Alaskans value in state government. Here's Dunleavy on Tuesday.
I think what really happened here was when I finally did drop a budget with $1.6 billion in reductions, people said, he's serious. And then when we went through when the legislature went through the process of adding back and then we vetoed again, I think the public then said, he's really serious about this.
Dunleavy says he's drawn from the public response in deciding against vetoing some items again.
Because this, the feedback we got from Alaskans, again, was that seniors are valued, kids are valued, and Alaska is willing to look at other parts of the budget before we go look at programs that address seniors and kids.
It wasn't clear on Wednesday exactly how far the governor will go in reversing his previous positions, and he has to decide whether to sign the reduced dividends into law. But Dunleavy says he still wants to focus on budget cuts over the next year, and he wants more university cuts, which university leaders have signed on to. Anchorage Democratic Representative Ivy Sponholz says Dunleavy's original budget started a conversation, but she says the vetoes went much further.
That's undermining the health of the economy and the progress that we've made over the last 50 years.
Sponholz was an early supporter of the effort to recall Dunleavy from office. While Dunleavy says the reversals have nothing to do with the recall, Sponholz says the recall is part of the public opinion he is responding to.
politicians are leaders, but just as much as we're leaders, we're also followers. We can't get out too far ahead of the public. And I think what the governor has learned is that the public doesn't support the cuts that he's advanced numerous times this year.
Sponholz says Alaska doesn't have a fiscal crisis. She says the state could maintain programs and have full PFDs if it added revenue. Dunleavy's Republican legislative allies played a role in urging the reversals. Anchorage Republican Representative Lance Pruitt leads the House Minority Caucus.
We've been engaged with him, and so we've been really appreciative that we've seen some of these things that he's been rolling out, that he's going to preserve them.
Pruitt says the state still can close the budget gap with spending cuts over time.
But I think Alaskans have seen, wait a minute, all at once may be too much for us to handle right now. Let's step back. Let's take it a little bit slower pace.
Pruitt says the recall effort is political, and it could prevent the state government from making progress depending on how its leaders proceed. Even without some of the governor's proposed cuts, damage has been done to the state, according to Stephen Haycox. He's a historian who's retired from the University of Alaska Anchorage. He says uncertainty and chaos at the university and other state programs will last. And he says the governor inflicted damage when he could have reduced spending in cooperation with state institutions.
It was Mike Dunleavy who pushed all this upon them without their consent, without their consultation, without their being asked.
Dunleavy says his administration will engage with legislators this fall about next year's budget. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org.